Hi, everybody. It's Bob Tullio. Welcome to Automatic Merchandisers Vending and OCS Nation, the podcast for the convenience services industry. In our last podcast episode, we explored the world of small operators, the challenges they face, and the rewarding aspects of being an operator. In this episode, we talk to Kim Miros, who admits that she is addicted to the business. She loves closing micro-market, coffee service, and vending deals. Kim operates in Ocala, Florida, where she left a successful and rewarding teaching career and bought a vending company, now known as DAC Total Refreshments. She quickly realized that she was blindsided by the seller. For Kim, that was the start of a journey that was incredibly stressful, very inspiring, often amusing, and certainly entertaining.
Well, I think most people know that I started out as a school teacher, and I taught for 18 years. And my last 10 years, I was a high school teacher, and I loved it. I taught the at-risk teenagers. Those were my favorite, getting them to where they need to be in life. And I had one that recently graduated with this master's in digital forensics. So it was getting those students and getting them past the hump that they needed to get over to be successful in life. And then I also taught at the end of my years, prep the students for their ACT reading exam because they have to pass it in order to pass, you know, get their high school standard diploma. Very rewarding as well, being able to get the students off to graduation and on with life. And so I'd always sort of wanted to be a business owner, but I never knew what business I would like. I like bookstores. Well, I don't want to own a bookstore. You know, you have Barnes and Nobles and stuff. Maybe a little local one would be cool or something, but really, you know, nothing ever seemed to fit too well. And then one of my friends, a teacher friend, said, I heard that there's a business for sale and it's actually vending machines. And we're like, vending machines? Like, how hard is that? You know, you got, and the guy pitched it so well. He said, you've got your workers, they're going to go. I already have the employees. All you have to do is order. And I'm thinking, all right, I love going to the gym. I love fitness, weightlifting. I thought I can start incorporating yoga as well. So I'm not only going to be doing fitness, I'm going to be doing yoga. I'm going to be living the life, right? So ended up, you know, a lot of prayers and had no doors closed for me to get it. And then invested all this money. And the first month, I've resigned from teaching now, right? I've resigned. First month, negative 7,000. And he had so cooked the books. So what do? You can't resign. You can't give a 2-week notice. Like, what are you going to do? And I just about lost it. Like, what have I done here? What have I done? So you have to roll up your sleeves. You have to figure it out. And I started, well, I figured out that the guys that were working for me were stealing along the way as well. So I bought the business in September of 2017. And I had to start firing people basically immediately. And keep in mind, I've always been a manager of people. And my older son, who's a business owner, said, Mom, the business sounds great, but your hardest, honestly, the biggest struggle is going to be employees. I said, no, I manage people well. That's not a problem whatsoever, right? So first batch, I had to let go. And I had to start running the routes. So I started at 4:30 in the morning, 8:30 at night, learning all this, running the business, trying to do everything out of a box truck. So I had to get there at 4:30 in the morning, stock it all, because I don't have a VMS system at all. There was 200 vending machines and about 10 credit card readers. That was it. So up and down that box truck, 8:30 at night, I would come home. I'd brush my teeth and cry. And say, I can't do this again. And then the next morning, you would do it again. And 1 week, a month, 6 months, a year goes by, right? But my first NAMA show was in 2018, that March. And I knew I needed to have a VMS system. If I didn't have a VMS system, I couldn't move forward. I couldn't keep picking out of the box, back of a box truck, right? So from there, I got my daughter-in-law, who's a data analysis, and she came and I had her research all the different VMS systems. And then we went to that NAMA, my first one, got our VMS system. And then from there, I didn't take a salary for 3 years because I kept running the route. I kept investing. So that's where I am.
It wasn't exactly what you had planned.
No, I can do yoga a little bit now, though.
And you certainly got a great workout, didn't you?
Oh, it's a different workout, though. It hurts your body. Weightlifting and stuff is fun. Being up and down a box truck isn't.
What was the VMS system that you chose?
I'm glad you asked that because it was just kind of cool how it all came about because, like I said, my daughter-in-law is a data analysis, and I charged her with this task. I did not have time to even think about it. So she went and she researched, called, had this big PowerPoint that she presented to me that was so cute. I wish we could find it now, but she had all the different categories on this one's good at this and this one, and this telemeter's this. But the bottom line, she ended up with par level, and it was because of customer service. She said they answered my calls immediately. She could answer all the questions that I had. And isn't that what sets all of us apart? I like they're under the umbrella 365 now as well. We have our new 365 MM6 Mini. So,
So you're very happy with that?
I'm real happy with it.
That's great. So where are you today in terms of where your company is at, in terms of number of employees, size, scope, if you can give me an idea?
I think we're at 12 employees now. I have the right people in place. That's what you have to do, you know, to be successful for sure. We have our vending, but then I've ventured out into the micro market world. So we're about 30 micro markets now. So to be able to go from 200 vending machines, it took a lot of work to get to this place. And then I do all the vending in the high schools. And, you know, I have such a great rapport with the principals and I know all of them. And then I also go and volunteer a lot at the high schools and I still prep the kids for their ACT exams. And I just recently started a program at one of our high schools that I love. And it is, I donated a vending machine for the students that are special ed students, I guess would be the normal name that we would say. There's other EBD, you know, acronyms for it. But for them, it's teaching them life skills. So we did a whole business plan and taught them how to go purchase everything, how to fill a machine, how to fix coin mix and bill validators. And they absolutely love, they plan their planogram, taught them how to purchase, and that's going strong. So the teachers are now using that snack vending machine to, you know, for revenue for that class. So it's just things like that that I love to do. Oh, and we've started office coffee as well.
How is that going, the OCS side?
Good. I wish I would have started it a lot sooner. I love it. Definitely. Is my new business partner. Well, he's been with me about 2 years now. He brought in a lot of information and knowledge that I didn't have, and that was his world. So that is going very well, and I love that. That's what I want to really focus on and grow.
How important is the volunteer work at the schools just in terms of proving your commitment to the community and to your clients who are schools?
Right. That's a good question. So, of course, I do it out of my passion for students and helping them be successful. But also, my competition can't do that.
Yes.
And they know it. It's what sets me apart for sure, the skills that I can bring to my customers.
Beyond the schools, what does your client base look like?
Mostly, we are in manufacturing and distribution centers. And then we also have the businesses throughout town. We have the municipal buildings, Ocala Police Department, Sheriff Jail, all that kind of stuff as well.
So you've got some pretty solid mainstream accounts.
Very diverse.
That's good.
Sure. You know,
that's good.
Heavy in micro markets. I'm heavy in vending as well. And now I'm definitely working on being heavy in the coffee end of it.
How much do you love the micro market business?
You know, Bob, anytime we go to any convention, 90% of the conversations are about micro markets, right? And I tell my employees, this is your store. Like, this is your store. And when you leave it, you want to be proud of that store. And what does it look like? It's just like stepping into any convenience store. You know, that's what we want to portray.
Tell me about the relationship you have with other operators in the area, your competition. Do you get along with your competition? Is it a healthy relationship or is it pretty cutthroat out there?
This is a little kind of secret, but I don't have a whole lot of competition. I pretty much monopolize Marion County for sure. There is another vendor here and he does strictly vending machines. And we have a very good rapport with each other that if there's an account I really don't want to service anymore, I'll call him up. Do you want this one? I'll be glad for you to have it. If there's something, he doesn't do micro markets, so he'll point micro markets that, you know, towards my way. And then as far as the big guys, like I said, Bob, I'm the one that's sitting in church with my customers and attending all the different like board meetings that I sit on with customers. And I'm very involved in my community that they know me extremely well. So that's, I guess, why I don't have a lot of competition.
How proud are you to be a woman-owned business?
I don't think too much about that, to be honest. I got to tell you, Bob, what I think I'm most proud of, I don't know, I could get teary-eyed about it. But when I bought the business, it was, I couldn't even pay myself, you know, for years and ran extremely lean. And to think where I am now or where the business is now and that it's providing for all of these families. And some of my employees have six in their family and it's feeding them and it's, you know, getting their back to school clothes for their kids and their T-ball uniforms. And, you know, that I think I'm most proud of, that it can support multiple families for sure.
One of the things you talked to me about in the past was that you literally had to convince people locally to take on newer, more exciting forms of office refreshment. Like, for example, they liked their drip coffee and you kind of had to introduce and kind of convince people to put in bean to cups. And of course, the micro markets, I'm sure, was quite a concept that you had to introduce to people. Are you finding that people in Ocala and that area are becoming more receptive to what you have to offer?
I think kind of like where my skill base is, because it goes back from the teaching skills, is that it's helping them with employee retention and employee enticement. And what can I do? Because we want your employees to stay here, because I see a lot of, I'll be in one break room, and then next week, I'm in another break room, and that I saw this person in that other break room said, why'd you move over here for? And that can change jobs like changing socks, right? So mm-hmm. It's what can we do for the employee retention? What can we do to entice? And I know I can help you in this area. You got to trust me with it. And then a lot of it is with all the industries in town, if you can say, well, I just put in all these bean to cups in this account. Well, you got to put it in mine too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it is true, because if they are get used to that, and that's what the employees are used to now. They want a nice break room. And I do a lot of incentives where if you spend $25 a month in a micro market, then we will give away. We've done $100 gift cards. We put them in a drawing. We've done a fire pit and stuff. And so it's things like that I do on my own, but it really helps their employees as well. It just brings excitement, something different, right?
Is there any particular uniqueness, good or bad, to doing business in Florida?
We are a free state and people are pouring in here. So it's pretty much the way I feel the place to be. Especially we don't have, you know, we're not just crushed with taxes and all like other states. We don't, mm-hmm. We're not overwhelmed with too many guidelines and regulations and all that. So we're pretty, it's good free enterprise here, I would say, for us.
So when you look back, you've been an operator now for a while and you look back at your career as an operator, do you look at one thing where you said, I took a wrong direction here, whether you fixed it or not? What do you think is the biggest mistake you've made as an operator ultimately in terms of judgment?
I should have stepped out more in faith on bringing, instead of taking it all on myself. I kept on, I've got to do this. I ran the routes. I did this. I did everything. And just saying, Kim, I did too much of it myself for too long. And I wish I would have just stepped out and put the right people in place. And I don't know if I would have grown quicker, but it would have helped me physically. And
yeah, it had to take a toll on you. I mean, you get to a point where, as you say, you had that rocky beginning. You didn't want to see a repeat month like that. So you took the reins yourself.
And then it's just letting go and saying, okay, I need to put somebody here and let go of this, and let other people take over this. So I wish I'd have done that sooner.
Are you selling differently than you sold when you first started selling customers?
Oh yeah, almost definitely. I can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And that was a big learning curve at the very beginning. And I'll tell you, Bob, when I first bought it and the guy that sold it to me said, as long as there is a vending machine in your warehouse, it's not making any money. Okay, well, let's think about that.
Yeah.
So I'm out on the route and he had two employees that were servicing it because there was no VMS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was picking in the truck and somebody was going to inside where the machine was. And then I would follow along and be with them. And wait a minute, we just drove BFE out here and we pulled $40 out of machine and there's some expired stuff. And I just paid the gas and da da da. And this is not making money.
Yeah.
That's just not the right mentality. So at that point, it's like, well, okay, let's pull this account and this account. If it's not making any money, if you're running in the red, don't sit here with it at all.
Do you feel like you're achieving a balance right now, work and life?
It's better. There was no balance for years. Absolutely no balance for years.
What do you think is the secret sauce at your company?
Service, I would say. You can't tell your employees that we're doing all this for the business because you just kind of see the business, right? But when you say we're doing our very best because we all have to be supported. Our salaries have to be supported by this, what all we're doing. So we're doing this well because we want to make sure, this person's getting paid and we're getting paid. Am I making sense with that?
You create a more realistic understanding that it's all about, mutual success, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And when you're successful, we're helping all of us to be successful as well. And we're going to do our best to keep you to be helping you be successful. So it is about just being a team. And our goal is to help each other, to support each other.
Kim, I really appreciate you taking the time. And I think you're going to inspire a lot of people. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Bob. And always thank you for your support and how you've supported me as well. I really do appreciate that.
That's it for now. On the next episode of Automatic Merchandisers Vending in OCS Nation, it's all about the NAMA show in Dallas, May 7th through May 9th. This year's NAMA show is shaping up to be one of the biggest ever. We'll talk to Kristen Griffith, Vice President of Programs and Services for NAMA, and CJ Recker from Five Star Food Service, co-chair of the NAMA Advisory Committee, to give you a sneak peek at the big event. Don't miss it on April 23rd. Be sure to subscribe to Automatic Merchandisers Vending in OCS Nation from your favorite podcast platform, and you will never miss an episode. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Bob Tullio.